It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we are talking about habits, mostly the good habits that we, well, I guess getting rid of bad habits too.
Right.
Because we both came across this book, I think at pretty much the same time, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's very easy to read. It's got good suggestions, and they're small and doable. And I really feel like it's been really helpful to me. I'm not sure that I've exactly incorporated anything yet, but it's at least got me thinking about things.
Yeah, it's gotten, I mean, I think this book for me has really been like a game changer. Probably also because of what we're living through right now, it's made me more, you know, cognizant of what I am doing every day and what is like a habit and what is, like you said, it's something I'm doing a bad habit also that maybe I can take the time to try to break. But what are some good habits that I can put into place that help me long term when this, you know, when hopefully the world gets back to some sort of normalcy? One thing that I like to do is maximize my time to the best of my ability. And obviously having good, strong habits in place can help you do that.
And, yeah, and it's funny that you say that, because I feel like this book has also made me aware of what I'm doing more. And so I find myself saying, okay, I know this isn't a good habit, but I'm going to let myself do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm at least, I feel like I'm at least more aware of what I'm doing. Like, that's a really good point. Like, even, and which I think is the beginning step to making change.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he tells you to do that in the first chapter, is he tells you to write down the things you notice, like write down what your habits are. Like when you get up in the morning, like, do you go in and brush your teeth right away? Do you, like, I get up, I make the bed, I put on my robe, and I grab my journals and I go downstairs and make coffee. And I know I do those things. Those are the first things I do every single morning.
Right. And so that's what, you don't even think about it. I mean, you just, that's your day, and that's, those are your habits in the morning.
Exactly. And so, but I like that I have become more aware of all the things I'm doing throughout the day. And I'm starting to notice, well, which of them are habits? Which of these am I doing because I want to? Which of these am I doing because I just always do this,
right?
I guess.
Well, I think in the first chapter, one thing that really stood out to me, which, oh my gosh, I mean, this is, I know probably not, I would be shocked if not 100% of the people who are doing this that are listening, but let's just say 99%. When we think, you know, we focus on setting goals, mm-hmm. and we should focus more on the process that gets us to that goal. And by doing that, you create little habits that get you there. Like people will say, for me, for example, I'm always like, I want to be more organized. Well, what does that mean? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Like, so in the morning, you brought up making your bed in the morning. Well, one of the things that I am changing after reading this book is once I get up, make my bed right away, because it kind of always like was on me in the morning. Like, oh, got to go make the bed. And even though it only takes like 5 minutes, it was a chore I just don't really like to do. And when my bed's made, I feel like everything's more neat and complete. So now it's just like, make the bed. But that's a step in being in for me to feel and being more organized. So instead of just putting a broad goal, like lose 100 pounds, it's, you know, walk 1,000 steps a day, you know, drink an extra bottle of water. And always he talks about making them like doable, like the goals. Don't make something like, you know, you go from hardly being a person that drinks any water to I'm going to drink a gallon a day, because it's probably not going to happen.
Oh yeah. Like, don't say, oh, I'm going to run a marathon in 6 months.
Yes.
If you're not a runner, like,
yes.
And I remember when I did start training, when I did start running, I remember I told a friend of mine who was a runner, I'm like, I'm going to run a marathon. And she said, you know what? You might want to start with a half marathon. A marathon is really long. And I was kind of angry at her at first.
Right.
And I was like, how dare
like
you think I
I'll
can
show
run a
you.
marathon? Yeah. But then I realized, no, that's actually really smart. Like the marathon will still be there next year. And,
Yes.
and I worked out, well, the one thing I did, and he tells you to break it down into steps. And there's different ways to do that. Like I like using, and he mentions using technology. So for when
Yes.
I was training, I used an app, and this is why I go to a workout place too, because I know if I have to push myself and count reps out and all of that, I won't exercise as long. I just won't. But if there's somebody there counting it out for me and telling me to keep going and telling me I can keep going, I know I will do it longer and more consistently. So it's figuring out all those little things. So when it came to running, I was like, I don't want to have to worry, how much did I run yesterday? How much do I have to run to be able to run 13.2 miles or whatever it is, 13.1. So I got an app and I just put in, I want to run a half marathon on this date. And it said, how many days a week do you want to run? And I told it, and it told me every day how far I should run. And I'm like, it did the work for me.
Yeah. And like you said, there's a lot of things we have at our fingertips like that, that we can use to help create these better habits. You know, even setting an alarm every day at a certain time to make sure, like, let's say something you want to do as part as being more healthy. Let's say people say that, right? I want to be more healthy. Well, what does that mean? So maybe for some people, it's like, I need to take my vitamins. And I know for me, for example, I always like, I'll remember taking a vitamin to take my vitamins like 2 days in a row. And then I forget. And then I'm like,
yeah,
are they really helping? And then all of a sudden I notice the whole bottle has expired. You know, I mean, and then I got to start all over. So it's like setting an alarm, for example, at 3 o'clock every day. So at 3 o'clock every day for a month, I set this alarm and I take my vitamins. That's what you need to do to all of a sudden now have it become a habit. That was very easy, very doable. It wasn't anything crazy. I have the vitamins in the house. I'm setting the alarm to remind me. And now that helps me to get on the road of the overall goal, which is to be more healthy. But it's like using that technology and the stuff we have at our disposal to help us get there. Because people also like to see little successes. Like you talk about the app. Now that I have like this watch that, you know, measures all my steps, now I have to hit like a certain amount of steps every day. You know what I mean? Cause like the watch is like, and then just to see the success when I hit the goal. I mean, it's those little things that, you know, that keep you going and that make you want to keep repeating it. Because in my mind, you know, when I get the full circle of red on my watch, that means, you know, woo, I've hit a goal for the day. And that's all in, you know, the process, the systems of being more healthy.
Yeah, and I like his suggestion too of what he calls habit stacking, which is when you already have a habit in place, you just add another one. Like you could do that. Like say you
brush my teeth. Yeah, or like
your vitamins.
Brush my teeth, take my vitamin. Yep.
Yeah, so you just add a habit, and I started doing that because I got up every morning and wrote. And when I wanted to learn French, I started doing French. Like I would write and then I would make myself do 15 minutes of French, you know, before I could get up. And now I do both of those things every morning. Like,
oh, wow.
It's been years since, well, it's been almost a year since I've been consistent. I was fairly consistent before that, but I have done it every single day now. I looked at my app today for 264 days in a row. I have studied French.
That is awesome.
And well, this is one of my little hints. And it's kind of, he kind of alludes to it in the book, but I think sometimes I have to, if I invest some money in something, I feel like I have to get my money's worth.
So I'm like, the exact same way.
Yeah. So I'm studying French on Duolingo, and which is a free app, except there's like advertisements and stuff on there. And it's like, you can pay to get it and it's got more stuff on it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pay for it for a year because that will make me do it every day because I want to get the most out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the app, the running app that I used, I paid for that because I'm like, I want, you know, I knew I had to follow it because I paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it so, like, is good to know like how, what motivates you. Because mm-hmm. I know one time I was doing this like whole, like it's like a dieting system or regimen or whatever you pay for like a month in advance or whatever, right? And my husband was doing it with me and it was not like cheap. And when it arrived, all I could think of is, I know I'm going to do this because I'm too cheap to let myself fail, because I would be so mad that I wasted all that money. So, I mean, that did motivate me. That did work. But it's not like every time I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to go invest all that money. You know what I mean? But it's like, it really, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because once there's money on the table, oh, I got to do it, or I just beat myself up more. Now it's like, you know, a double-edged sword. Not only did I not hit the goal, but now I'm beating myself up for wasting money.
Yeah. And I like what he says, what he calls the 2-minute rule, which is, and you were alluding to this. It's like not addressing the whole big thing. Like, okay, I want to get more healthy, but breaking it down into small things that you can do in 2 minutes.
Yes.
So, and he even says that, I think he uses this as an example, some guy who wanted to start working out and he made himself go to the gym,
yes,
but he said, you only have to go in for 5 minutes.
Yes.
And this guy actually drove to the gym and only went in for 5 minutes at a time, I think for a couple weeks. And
yep,
then finally he was like, eh, I'm already here, I might as well stay
yes
longer. And I just thought that was so, because I know sometimes when I know I need to work out, but I really don't feel like it, I will tell myself, you know what, just put your workout clothes on,
mm-hmm,
just put them on. And if you still don't feel like working out later, that's fine. But all you have to do right now is put them on. And
right. And he had a couple of examples that like,
yeah,
really stood out to me. One woman lived in New York and she would, you know, get up at 5:30 every morning or whatever, and wanted to go to work out. But her ritual was she always took a cab.
Because, oh yeah.
Yeah. Once she hailed the cab and got in the cab, there's no turning back. She's going to the gym. So
yeah,
that like she had to do it that way. And that's what, you know, made her not break her habit, because it was like she would, you know, 5:30 alarm would go off. That wasn't the important part. Even putting her clothes on for her wasn't the important part. It was getting in the cab, and she got in the cab. And then at the same chapter, he used the example of what you're kind of talking about. When he got home from work, he would kind of maybe not get his workout clothes on, maybe start.
Yeah.
You know, but then his wife, if she came home and right away went and got her workout clothes on, he knew they were going to go work out. Like,
yes,
if one of them made the move, they were both going to be going. And I used to do that. Like, I used to be the person that like put the workout clothes out overnight, because when I woke up, it'd be the first thing I see. And I'd say, just get in them and then you're going to do it. Like, it's not like mm-hmm I'm going to skip it. So I had the same thing you did. So sometimes it's also, I think for me, revisiting old habits that were in place that I just, and they did work. And I don't know, you know, what stopped it, but reading this book, one thing that really stuck out to me, it was, he said, you know, everyone can miss a day. Like everyone does miss a day. And as long as you get back, there's no problem. It's the person who misses the second day, because you're already starting to create a new habit. Right?
You're right.
So, yeah. So if I didn't get my workout clothes tomorrow, and I'd say, well, I'm just having a bad day, but the following day I did, okay, we're good. But the second day I was like, no, I still just want to watch a little bit more of the show or whatever. Well, guess what? I'm starting to form this new habit of just watching a little bit of the show before I get out of bed. That's not what you want to do. So it's like, don't beat yourself up if you miss one day. Start to worry if you miss 2 days. That's, you got to keep the things that are important to you going, but it's not bad to miss one. And, you know, don't, you know,
yeah,
throw the
like
towel in.
Yeah. I'm only halfway through the book. Because that's one thing I've started, like I read a chapter after I do French every day. So I'm only halfway through the book right now, but I like how he breaks it down. So the last chapter I read, he talks about make it satisfying. And
Yes.
he talks about like people in this city in Pakistan, which was very crowded, and it was just not set up for people to live there. They didn't have good water. They did not have good sewer systems, and people kept getting sick, and they knew they needed to wash their hands, but they weren't doing it just because it was in a habit. So they went in with a soap that was like a luxury soap to these people, and they
Extra
all,
sudsy, extra like creamy feeling.
yes, and they all enjoyed using it. And when he went back 5 years later, they were all doing that. And it reminded me, like I'm not a digital planner person. Like I have to write everything down, but I will admit, like sometimes I get out of the habit of doing that. So I really look for a planner that I enjoy, like enjoy the tactile feel of
Yes,
it.
yes.
Because I know I'm gonna like pulling it out of my purse, I'm gonna like writing in it, I'm gonna like opening it, and it makes me more efficient and more organized, and it makes me write stuff down because I like writing stuff in it. So
Yeah, that's a perfect example.
yeah, it's like finding, so it's I really like, so it's really made me think, okay, like I've not figured out how to apply that to other habits that I'm trying to get better at. Although when Now that I think about it, when I did start running, which was probably one of the biggest habits that I say that I've started in the last 10 years or so, I did buy myself very comfortable, nice running clothes because I knew if I looked forward to putting them on, that would make a difference. So I
I
think,
agree. I have to
yeah.
have like comfortable like clothes I enjoy like walking in or whatever outside. Or it just
Yeah,
makes me like, ugh.
exactly. Because think about it. If you're trying to start the habit of working out, whether it's running or whatever you want to do, yoga, whatever, but you don't have, if you're not looking forward to putting on the clothes to do that thing, or like get in the habit of taking vitamins, if your vitamins smell or if they're too large to swallow, like you're not going to, that's not attractive to you, and it's
That's
not going to
true.
become a habit that you keep up.
Right.
And so that's one of the things it's really made me, again, I've not really changed anything yet. It's just kind of made me more aware, and it's made me think more about things
Well,
that I'm doing or
I think I have a pretty significant one.
okay.
In the book, so you mentioned that he says, make it satisfying. The other three things he talks about whenever you want to change your behavior, you really need to ask yourself, how can you make it obvious? How can you make it attractive? How can you make it easy? And how can you make it satisfying, right? So there's one that I noticed, and again, it seems like a lot of mine goes to I like organization and I like time management. And so what I decided to do was when I get ready in the morning, because I also hate, like, I always feel like whenever, like, getting ready in the morning, it just feels like such a waste of time. Because, for me in the past, it could take a long time, like over an hour. And I'm like, I'm just sick of it being that long. So at the beginning of the pandemic, actually, I started to say, how can I decrease the amount of time it takes for me to, and I'm talking like shower, blow dry hair, makeup on, dressed, out the door. How can I really decrease this? Because then it'll give me more time. So if I want to like do my walking early in the morning, but a lot of times I couldn't because I was stressed about what time I would get to work, because I'm walking then getting, but if I could cut out some of that time getting ready, then I could not be so stressed when I'm walking and fit it all in before I go to work, which would be like ideal for me, right? So I noticed a bad behavior I have, and it
Which
is
is?
keeping my phone in front of me while I'm getting ready. So
Oh.
all of a sudden I see a text, I see an email, the phone ring, I answer it, I get distracted. So I was like, all of a sudden I'm realizing this thing is sucking up. This is why it takes me so long to get ready. So now following those four steps, what I decided to do was, okay, so making it obvious, I got to put the phone down. Like, I can't look at it, right? That's it. Make it attractive. The way it's attractive to me is less stress, because it was also stressing me out, because I would feel like, gosh, I can't even finish blow drying my hair. I got to answer this text. Although no one's holding a gun to my head. You know, I mean, there's, I'm not like a, you know, a brain surgeon. I mean, no one needs my, you know, help within, you know, less than 30, anything can wait for 30 minutes. I'm sure at this point.
You're not running a small country.
No, no one's texting the hearts on the way. Meet me at the corner in 15 minutes. So it can wait. Then it was like, make it easy. So what I do now is I set it where I cannot reach it. It's in a totally separate area of, you know, it's not near me at all. I can't see if it lights up, nothing. And then make it satisfying. And the satisfying part is literally when I get done and it's like, I think my best time so far, and some people might be like, oh my God, Lynn, what are you doing? It's like 39 minutes, I think. But I am like, you know, that's a big decrease. I mean, I'm talking, it would take me, it sometimes with the phone involved, I mean, I could be in there 90 minutes trying to finish this, you know, process up. So for me, I'm already like feeling great. Like now what I do also is I leave a charger over in the other area. I charge it. I'm like, I don't care what I hear, nothing. I'm just focusing on getting ready. And it has saved so much time. And I feel like now in the morning, not only can I like walk if I want to walk, but like I can now I go downstairs and have a cup of coffee. I'm actually enjoying it. Whereas before I was getting the cup of coffee and drinking it while I was getting ready. You know what I'm saying? Which was just because I didn't have time to like actually sit down and enjoy it. So now that I'm seeing like that, this, that, like that little process right there, like really is working for me. Like what else in my life can I change, make a few little habits and create a few new habits that can, for me, make my life more organized, which in turn makes my life less stress. Like the better time management I have, the better my stress level is.
Exactly. And it's, I'm thinking back to when I worked in morning radio and went to work, literally had to be to work at 4 a.m. So that meant getting up, you know, well, so it was like a 20-minute drive. So I, okay, what is the shortest amount of time I can get ready in so I can sleep as long as possible?
Right.
And
right.
I remember, like, I started laying out all my clothes the night before, like clothes, everything I was going to wear, like in the other room, so I wouldn't wake up my husband too. So, and then I learned how to program the coffee maker. So it went off and it was ready to go. Like I could pour myself a cup to drink in the car. Like I had it down where I could wake up and be out the door, having showered, dressed, makeup, coffee in my hand in 20 minutes.
And what? Oh, here I am. Thank you. I'm like 39 is my best time.
Well, okay. But that was, you know, that was necessity, because it was like, that was, you know, any time I took off was more minutes I could sleep, especially in the middle of the night. So, but, so it's, I just think it's so funny. Like sometimes there's things you want to do, and then sometimes there's things you're figuring out how to do because you just feel like you have to.
Right. So I think, you know, another interesting thing, and I really recommend that, you know, everyone pick up this book, because it really can just, it alters the way you think, but all in a good way, like just in a very good way. Another thing that he suggests is that this pointing and calling raises like your awareness of a non-conscious habit you might be doing. So if you like, I'm using that more for bad habits. Okay. So for example, I never would want to do something like if every time we were together, I, you know, did something or said something that, you know, irritated you, I would want to stop doing that. So recently someone told me, you know, that I say this word a lot, that I constantly say 100%. Okay. Never realized I said it. And by the way, I thought I was only saying it 99% of the time. But anyways, so for now I decided that every time I say 100%, I'm going to yell 100%, like the second time. So that it'll make me so conscious of the fact I'm saying it, that hopefully I will not be saying that anymore. Do you know what I mean?
That,
so I'm using verbal cues for bad habits. Like if I want to stop doing something, like if it's like Diet Coke, like I gave up Diet Coke for a long time. Now, during this pandemic, I brought it back to maybe having one Diet Coke 3 times a week. I probably should not have it. So before I'm going to drink a Diet Coke, I say out loud, I need to start saying out loud, Diet Coke is bad for you.
Wow.
Do it. Like I can totally see that suggestion he suggested in like chapter 3 or 4 as more of a way for me to control and try to break bad habits
That's a
rather
great
than,
idea.
oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm because once you hear yourself say it out loud,
Yeah.
like he was saying, like if you're, I don't know what the example he used was, but I know he talks about smoking a lot and, maybe
Yeah.
before you light up your cigarette, you go, smoking causes cancer. Now, are you still going to light that cigarette? It's using that verbal awareness to help you break or make a habit. But in my case, I'm going to use it to break habits because I think that kind of thing would work
I
for
don't
me.
think I'm to that chapter yet because I don't think I read that idea, and I love that.
Isn't that good?
That is really good because it
Say
does
it out
make
loud.
you, yeah, it does make you really more aware.
Like he said, like if someone like wants to be more healthy and they want to lose weight, let's say that's their thing. Before they go to eat something bad, they would say out loud, would a healthy person eat this? Would a person that wants to
Yeah.
lose weight eat this? So again, your question, you're saying it out loud because
Yes.
we can hide many things in our head. Like,
Oh, totally.
should I have that third glass of wine? Now, I'm probably not going to say that out loud, but I sure
Yeah.
as heck say it a lot in my mind.
Yeah.
As I'm pouring it, should I have this third glass? Now, but if I yelled it out loud, should I have this third glass of wine? And then someone looks at me and says, I don't know, should you? You've already had two. Then I'm probably like, why? No, I guess not. Okay, judgy.
Yeah.
And then I'd put it away. So I'm only going to do this for the habits that I want to break.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
any of my friends and family that are listening right now, don't start yelling things at me
Yes,
for
I
things.
don't need your help. I got this.
Yes. Don't make your spaghetti again. Okay, I can take
Okay.
a hint.
Although
Like this.
there is one thing in the book, and you started doing this for me, which you just started, and I love it.
Yes.
Is having, if there's something you want to change, like having someone hold you accountable. So I just started this thing called 100, no, 1,000 words of summer, where for 2 weeks you commit to writing 1,000 words a day. And I tried to do it last summer and did not do it every day. And I've already been struggling this year. And then I told you I was doing it, and you've been checking on me every day. And I'm telling you, that makes me want to do it because I don't want to have to tell you, no, I didn't do it today.
Oh,
So
Stace, another habit that we need to get into is watching our screens because apparently we're out of time.
I know we are. So we're going to talk more about this next week because I've
Yes.
only read half the book, and we'll talk about the habits we are gaining and losing, and maybe you'll have time to pick it up in the meantime. It's Atomic Habits by James Clear. We'll throw it up on our social media, and you can check out everything on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.